Thank you so much for joining us today, Dick Dermis. It's great
to be here.
Have you in the studio. Obviously, your art has been going strong for many years. You're well known in South Dakota for your work. Now you've put out a DVD sitting here in front of you, basic elements of drawing. Is that right?
Right, yes.
Why, you being an accomplished artist, did you want to do a basic instructional DVD for folks who want to learn to draw?
Yeah, you wouldn't think that I would do something like this, I don't suppose. But I have, you know, been an educator all my life, too. Lots of workshops, lots of lecturing. And I always get this conversation going with people that they say, I've always wanted to know how to draw. Gee, I wish I knew how to draw. And it's always that, like, they just never have figured out how to learn how to draw. And I always say, well, yeah, you really need to know how to draw, because so many ideas are visual ideas, you know. And if you can't draw it, how do you portray all these ideas that are inside your head? I can't even imagine, because I've always been able to draw. So I thought, you know, I've taught a lot of, like, I taught elementary and middle school and high school and college level. So I've actually gone through all the teaching levels. And figured, you know, over the years, I've learned how to teach drawing. So I feel like any kid in my class can learn how to draw. You know, I really start basic, very basic stuff, and like cubes, cylinders, spheres, and then show how the world is actually made up of that stuff, you know. If you can draw a cube, you can draw about 80% of the stuff that's around you. And just by learning how to draw one thing, and then you can stretch it out, you can flatten it out, and whatever, to create all kinds of different realistic objects around you. So you can get rid of, you know, you can learn how to express yourself without being a great artist. You don't have to be an artist to want to know how to draw. It's like wanting to write a good letter. You don't have to be an author, you know, to do that. You just have to want to be able to express yourself. And so that's kind of what motivated it.
You mentioned you've taught kids and know how to teach all levels, so it sounds like this DVD is good for kids from 8 to 80 sort of thing.
Oh, it really is, yeah. This is real basic stuff that, you know, you can't go through this and say you don't know how to draw anymore. That's the basic motivation. I want to take that away from people. They, you know, you go through this and if you actually do all the drawing that I show you to do, you'll be able to draw.
Does this help, I don't know, this is an out there question, I guess, but like brain development or the way we think about the world? If you can draw these things, do you perceive the world around you differently?
Yes, indeed. And you see the world differently. I mean, when you walk out and you look at a tree, you say, oh, a cylinder and a sphere, you know, after a while. You look at houses and different kinds of buildings, could be cylindrical shapes in there and cubical shapes. So actually it teaches you to see the world in a different way too. You know, like artists see the world, you know, and a lot of people miss out on that. They just don't have the basic stuff that makes them see in a special way.
Are people afraid of learning to draw? Those who maybe haven't, are they afraid of trying to do art? You know what I mean? Like that's gonna be a big scary thing.
I think so, and I think that sometimes art teachers are the blame for that. They start up too high. You know, instead of getting down to what is the fundamentals of drawing, you know, what is a line, you know, start that simple and then work it your way up through it rather than starting up so high. So I think a lot of teachers are worried that they're not going to look very smart if they start too small, simplified with this. And I've never worried about that. I've always looked at the world, tried to simplify it down. Whenever I've done anything, whether it's painting or whether it's drawing, whether it's building polyhedron to three-dimensional geometries, I try and get the simplest essence out of it first so you can start with those elements and then build your way back up. You know, and then you can do a lot of really cool stuff.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. So just getting these basic building blocks in a lot of ways, putting them together and then building on them.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's not the ego that you get when you start up on the higher level and try and teach people how to get to that higher level, but they have to have this. You know, there's a lot of artists that really, I would love to have them look at this too, because when you go through art school today, you go through the modern arts, and they a lot of times don't teach basic drawing. And they get through all of that, they don't know how to draw. And you kind of go, geez, you know, Picasso knew how to draw really, really well before he ended up doing the stuff he did.
Yeah, you can't go to that high level without that basic understanding. I assume, and I want to ask you sort of a philosophical question if I can. In teaching, there's a certain amount of sort of right brain thinking and left brain thinking too. And where's the marriage in that in a teaching DVD like this and in art itself? I mean, art isn't just all crazy, fanciful creation. It also requires some, I guess, some science. And how do you marry those two?
Yeah, this is pretty left brain stuff.
Yeah.
It really is. You know, the really good book that came out is that right brain book, that to teach with the right side of your brain, learn with the right side of your brain. You don't want to dismiss the left side. There's a lot of good logic that can come up that, because a lot of people are like me, they need the nitty gritty to understand things. You don't just intuitively. Some people have the intuition and just have that built into them. A lot of them need some basic tools to work with and build with these, and then pretty soon then you can do as good as the guy over on the right side. You know, but some of us just need more instruction.
Yeah.
And this is that kind of a thing where it's just basic stuff. You learn how to add cubes to cubes. You learn how to subtract holes out of cubical holes out of cubes, and all the way through the cylinders and the spheres, and start sticking them together and then melting them together. And you start getting all of these different unique shapes that can turn into landscapes and automobiles. You can create really cool looking new automobiles and strange creatures out of this. You know, it's just really is fun. And you know, I introduce a thing called contour surface lines, which I've realized more and more as the years go by how important those are. Because they show you the surface of the object you're playing with too, instead of just the outline of the object. You get the whole shape of it. Henry Moore, the great sculptor out of England, used that technique in his drawing of sculpture. And it's really, really a handy thing to use. Also with shading and trying to get stuff to pop out with shading, you need to know those contours of the objects to apply the proper stroke to get the shading.
And this DVD goes into that?
And this does all that. Yeah, this goes into all of that too. Huh.
And it sounds like in the end, the goal is to really make art approachable, make it accessible.
I think so. And that's the idea, that this isn't designed for artists. This is designed for people that just want to know how to draw. And it gets them all the way through shading in the end, really breaks down shading into a very simple theory that I've used on kids. A lot of times when I'm doing workshops, I'll find kids that are very good, but they're missing certain little essential things. And I'll say, okay, let's just stop a minute. Let me give you a quick lesson in shading, how I think of shading. And then we go on with where they were. And, you know, and then I start over with the lesson. Okay, let's continue with where we were now. You know.
Oh, that's great.
So it's pretty fun, pretty fun.
And what's next for you? You've always got some great things going on here. What are you working on now?
I'm just actually yesterday finished up a piece, a couple different pieces. The one that I just finished is a basic cubical structure to show off 6-point perspective. You know, so it's probably, I'm calling it the perfect 6-point perspective, because I haven't got a really good name yet, but I probably spent 3 months on it. So, I mean, it's finally painted, really cool color in it, but it's essentially like if you're inside a cubicle structure and it goes to infinity to the north, to the south, east, west, up and down, that structure goes away from you. And it's just it's the perfect structure to show perspective, 6-point perspective. So that's what I just finished. It's a big one, 24-inch.
Wow, that's great.
But I finished the Black Hills one recently too, for a guy in Houston that loves the Black Hills. He comes out here every summer, and I went and toured the Black Hills again with my cameras, and Badlands and Devil's Tower are included in it, and all just the unique things of the Black Hills. That was really, very fun to do.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so I've had a good time with those two.
Awesome. Where folks can go to your website to get this DVD, is that right? Or where folks want to find this?
To my termospheres.com, that's my website. It pops right up on the website. And there's a trailer, I think they call it a trailer, that shows a little bit of it.
So people can get a taste
of it.
Yeah.
So that really helps people know what they're in for when they to start taking this lesson. I think it'd be great for grandparents to do with their grandchildren. You know, they always need something to work together on. This would give them both something unique to play with, you know.
Well, Dick Termos, thanks so much. It's so great to see you.
I appreciate talking to you, too. Thank you.